With the 2001 release of The Streets' debut single, Has It Come To This? The landscape of British popular music changed forever. Mike Skinner's witty, self-deprecating sagas of late-night kebab shops and skunk-fueled PlayStation sessions showed how much you could achieve simply by speaking in your own voice. Half Dostoevsky, half Samuel Pepys, it tells a freewheeling, funny and fearlessly honest tale of Birmingham and London, ecstasy and epilepsy, Twitter fear and Spectrum joysticks, spread betting and growing up. In 1824, John Cadbury opened a grocer's shop at 93 Bull Street, Birmingham. Among other things, he sold cocoa and drinking chocolate, which he prepared himself using a pestle and mortar. John's wares weren't just inspired by his tastes, they were driven by his beliefs. Tea, coffee, cocoa and drinking chocolate were seen as healthy, delicious alternatives to alcohol, which Quakers deemed bad for society. Welcome to the wonderful world of voiceovers. If you're watching this video, you've probably listened to voiceovers on television commercials or heard announcers or actors on radio spots and thought to yourself, I could do that. Maybe you've even looked at some magazine advertisements and tried reading aloud the text of the ad. This is what we call the copy. If you have, you're already on the right track for the commercial voiceover world.